Enjoy fun adventures as you sail away together and experience the extraordinary marriage you desire. Join us in April 2025 for the Six Pillars at Sea Marriage Getaway. Yes, we are taking Six Pillars cruising and we want you to join us. Get all the details at oneextraordinarymarriage.com/getaway. Use promo code SHIPSAHOY to get $500 off your registration today. We'll see you there.
From San Diego, California, this is a One Extraordinary Marriage show, where being busy is overdone, romancing is fun, and scheduling sex has taken the guesswork out of wondering when you're going to get some. I'm Tony DeLorenzo, your co-host, along with my beautiful wife, Elisa. From coast to coast and around the world, thank you for joining us. It's time to talk sex, love, and commitment. Give us a call or text us on the HUG hotline at 858-876-5663 or send us an email to hugs@oneextraordinarymarriage.com. This is part one in our series, Dream Again. This week, we're talking about what happens to you and your spouse when you come together as a team and dream again.
And as we start today's show, listen to this quote from Napoleon Hill. He said, "Man alone," and I'll just add man or woman, "alone has the power to transform his thoughts into a physical reality. Man alone can dream and make his dreams come true." And that's really what we're going to be talking about throughout this series. But first, we start each One Extraordinary Marriage show with a hug. And a hug is an opportunity for you to hear from someone else who is experiencing breakthrough in their relationship, who's seen transformation. And this hug comes from an email message we received that starts with, "I found your podcast while searching for premarital podcasts.
All right.
After sifting through several that didn't resonate, I gave yours a listen. I want you to know that you are saving marriages before they even begin. My fiance and I have been together for over 4 years and we just got engaged. I've been terrified of failure in relationships. I've been dumped and cheated on and battered by past relationships. I worry that any fight could be the one in which I'm abandoned, and I fear that any wrong move could lead to being left. My fiance has never given me an ounce of reason to believe that he would ever leave, but I recently took an interest in preparing to be the absolute best wife that I can be when our wedding comes and goes and the honeymoon stage is out the window. Enter One Extraordinary Marriage. I started with the most recent podcast at the time and scrolled down to a few that sounded relevant. In the last 4 weeks, we are more connected, more enthused about our love life, and overall in a better place.
Right on.
I've learned great things that I can practice in my marriage since I've started listening from the beginning, such as the power of owning your mistakes, saying what you want instead of assuming your partner should know, and more effective communication. What you are doing is not just for married Christian couples. You have completely transformed my relationship with my fiance in only a few short weeks. As you said, it only takes 1 week to make a difference. I can only imagine how different things will be once I work my way up to date. Thank you for saving my marriage before it began."
I love it. Oh, so honored and blessed to have you part of the one family. And hey, and for all of our folks out there who are engaged or dating and about to get engaged or about to get married, man, we love it. We love it that you jump in, because you have something we never did. And it is something that is going to allow you to understand once you say "I do," what you're stepping into and what you're going to be walking to and through together for years and years to come. So right on for you and for all of our married folks. You know we love you. So just keep on listening and keep on rocking and rolling.
And I just have to say, it puts a little smile on my face that when she did a search for premarital podcasts, the One Extraordinary Marriage show came up. I'm just saying, I love that it's not just for married folks.
That's right.
And, you know, it's interesting because even as I was sharing that hug with all of you, what I could hear in there was just the dream that she has, right? This gal is sharing that she's preparing to be the absolute best wife that she can be when the wedding comes and goes and the honeymoon phase is fading. Right. And I love that because that means that she has a dream, right? She has a dream for what she wants marriage to look like. She has a dream for what she wants her relationship with her husband to look like. And that's really what this series is going to be talking about, those dreams. And, you know, it's interesting because as this series is first released, it is the end of a calendar year. And a lot of people are looking back, right? You'll hear, you know, people will say like, "Oh my gosh, I can't believe we're at the end of the year already," or "so much time has flown by." And there's almost this anxiety of, "Oh my gosh, like keep looking back. Like I didn't do everything that I wanted to do." And I'm feeling this like, what am I going to do? And it's interesting because all that time that we spend looking over our shoulders, looking at what has happened, looking at what didn't get done, looking at, you know, mistakes or transgressions or whatever it is, it's very hard to look forward and create a future when you're spending so much time looking back.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a challenge for us over the years. It's been a challenge for many. I know, just, you know, as we get emails and voicemails and things like that, you know, Instagram messages, whatnot, in the one family, that when there's all of this past, it does become hard to dream. Mm-hmm. And yet the dreams that the two of you have, both individually and as a couple, they're so, so, so important. And I want to share one thing with all of you as we start this show, because, you know, you all know I like definitions. And if you don't, I do like definitions. A lot of times when we're talking about a topic, I will define it,
mm-hmm,
and define what we're going to use that, you know, what the definition is for that word for the purpose of the show. And Tony and I were talking before we started this recording, and he asked me the question. He was like, well, I don't see a definition in here. You know, he's like, are you going to define it for them? And I said, actually, this is going to be a show that doesn't have a definition for the word dream. And the reason why is that Tony and I don't want to, we don't want to limit your dreams. We don't want you thinking, oh, well, maybe my dream is too small, or maybe my dream is too big, or maybe my dream doesn't match up.
Mm-hmm.
You need to know that the dream that you have, either as an individual or within your marriage, it is yours. And it is so incredibly important. And it's what you're going after. It's not what Tony and I say. The power of dreams is the power that you bring to your marriage because you are dreaming that dream.
Yeah. And so you really have to start looking at that and going, what is it? Because there have been times in our own marriage, you know, we thought we had crazy dreams, and we talked to somebody else and they would share something with us, and we're like, oh, ours aren't big enough. And sometimes that would stop us. And we've learned over the years that our dreams are important to us. It's where we are in our journey. I want to say this isn't a place where you have to compare yourself to us or somebody else, because they're walking in their own lane and on their own journey. And so there were years and years ago when Elise and I had the dream to get out of debt. And that was a big dream for us to finally say, we don't have to deal with all of this hanging over us anymore. There are years when we didn't have any dreams in our lives, and we floundered.
Mm-hmm. I mean, even preparing for this series and just thinking about, you know, what does it look like when we haven't been in a place where we're dreaming in our marriage? And I do want us to share some of that with you, because I think it's important that you know that Tony and Elisa are not always, you know, dreamers, that we have had those seasons. I mean, I remember when Tony came home from the Pacific Crest Trail, and our marriage was in a really, really stinky, bad spot, to the point, guys, where, and I know this dates us obviously, but it was 2000, where I was looking up in the yellow pages for divorce attorneys. There yeah. was no dream. There was no future for Tony and Elisa.
Right.
Yeah, and that was a very significant point in our lives where it was just like, oh, like there's nothing here.
Right.
You know, and other times, you know, after the loss of our son, Andrew, when he died, where I couldn't dream about a life with time. I'm like, wow, there were a lot of times when I couldn't dream about a life. But that's what it looks like in marriage sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you get into this place where, because of hurt or because of pain or because of disconnect, you're like, I can't see a future. I can't see expectation. I don't have expectation. I don't have any anticipation. And it's been like that in our personal lives. It's been like that wrapped around one.
Yeah. And I would say one of those dreams, though, that we did have that created what is one extraordinary marriage today is when we had a dream of doing the 60 days of sex challenge.
Okay. Time out. Who had the dream?
I had the dream.
Thank you. I'm like, don't, that is not, I can't even take the royal
lead. And yet that next day, and for those of you who haven't listened, and I will put a link here in the episode notes, it's episode 1, 60 days of sex. But yet, the next day, you came around and you said, you know what? I'm going to make this my dream as well. It wasn't like we had to be on the same page that first day in that first moment. And yet, together we came and said, oh my gosh, here's a dream. Something that we didn't think was possible. And yet, 60 days later, we stepped out of that going, our marriage is transformed.
Mm-hmm. And you know, it's interesting because Tony just shared that dream around the 60 days of sex challenge. But prior to that, we were in a place of not dreaming.
Mm-hmm.
right? Our kids were 2 and 5 at the time. We were doing the roommate syndrome. We were just, you know, coexisting, and it was literally, it was going through the motions. And there was this overwhelming sense of hopelessness. I felt hopeless in our marriage. I'm like, is this really as good as it gets? Is this why people have told me to have kids? Because this sucks, right? Like, we are so disconnected. I'm not sleeping. Just yuck, right? So the sense of hopelessness, the sense of, you know, failure. Like, why can't we have the marriage that I see, you know, other people talk about, or I see on TV or anything? Like what is wrong with me? And why can't I break through?
Mm-hmm.
Whatever this is, mm-hmm. right? This weight on us. And when you have that space, you know, when you're in that space where you aren't dreaming, the feelings that can permeate your marriage can be so heavy, right? And it shows up in, you know, this lack of communication, this lack of sex, lack of connection. You can have, you know, anger, withdrawal, irritation, and you get into it almost becomes a self-perpetuating cycle. It gets really ugly because mm-hmm. you're like, ugh. And we forget. And I think it's one of the joys of children, you know, sometime between like 3 and 5 when their imaginations really kick in. Right. And you've seen these kids, right, at the grocery store where they have got like the cape on, right? Their superhero cape, and they've got their rain boots on, and maybe they're wearing a crown because you shouldn't ever leave the house when you're 3 years old without a crown. And you can ask this little child, you know, this little girl, like, what do you want to be when you grow up? And she'll give you like 7 different things that she's going to do when she's an adult, mm-hmm. right? The dreams are so real, right? And there's this anticipation and this excitement, and she knows that she's going to go to the fire station because she's going to be a princess firefighter superhero, right? Like, it's all kind of wrapped into one.
And I remember those days too, when our kids were young, and I would sit on the floor with just buckets and buckets of Lego mm-hmm. in front of us, and Alex and I would just build these creations. And I would mainly make like these spaceship looking things, and Alex over here at his age of 5, 6, 7, wherever he was, 8, 9, he would be coming up with it didn't look like anything, to tell you the honest truth. And yet the dream he had in his mind, the imagination he had, it was coming to life. Mm-hmm. It was coming to life. And our dreams are that way too, right? What we have to know what they are so we can create that.
Mm-hmm. And that's where, you know, we start looking at the depth that comes back into your life when you've maybe lost your dream. And there can be a lot of things that can cause you to lose your dreams. I mean, obviously, we talked about finance. We've talked about child loss. We've talked about, you know, we've had pornography. I mean, there are a lot of things.
Heck, the recession. I mean, we were on our butts, no dream whatsoever, you know, for a while.
Absolutely. And we have to remember as adults that the same richness that happens in a child's life when they have dreams, we get that too. When you and I start to dream, they give us, our dreams give us a sense of purpose and direction, and they bring this anticipation back into our lives, and they give us focus, right? You know, Tony mentioned the dream to radically change our sex life, which became the 60 Days of Sex Challenge. But beyond that, you know, what was our dream to have regular sex in our marriage?
Mm-hmm.
That dream became the intimacy lifestyle. Right. What was our dream? Like, how we had this dream that we would have regular conversations in our marriage. Just can we get to the point where we start talking regularly? Now, that first started getting behind these microphones.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And that just became such a habit. But for us to get away from the microphones, to have it just be Tony and Elisa, how would we create that? And I don't even know how long the phrase walk and talk has been in existence in the one family. It would be really interesting
to go back.
I'm sure somebody in the one family knows when we started saying that, because you guys know a lot more about the show sometimes than we do. But that has become such a part of the fabric of our marriage that I envision that we will be walking and talking together for the next decades into the future, right? We had a dream, and this is like our big, crazy, like, way out of the box, ginormous dream. But we have a dream to dramatically decrease the divorce rate in the world. Not just like in our own little pocket of it, but in the world. And that is where One Extraordinary Marriage came from. That's a big, ridiculous dream. And I will tell you that sometimes people will tell you that your dreams are way too big. That's when you tell them, to zip their lips. Or you just ignore what they're saying because obviously they're dream stompers and you don't need dream stompers in your life.
And also, again, like I said at the top of the episode, the comparison. Like, your dream is there. You're going to get there. Mm-hmm. It just may not be right now. And it may mean that you got to walk through some stuff to get to that dream. And in all honesty, the formation, the cultivating that happens in that process when you reach your dream, it's so much more fulfilling than if it was just handed to you. A great example is when Elisa and I went on our 20th anniversary trip to Peru. That was a dream that came about in our third year of marriage. And it was something when we were young married and didn't have much money. You know, we were living like as cheaply as we could, but we had this dream that we wanted to go to Peru. And we would talk about it when we were out hiking and backpacking of like, oh my gosh, you know, we're looking at some of the most amazing wonders here in Southern California and in California that we've hiked through. And then what's it going to be like when we go to Peru and experience it? Well, life happened and things happened and other dreams came in and we lost that dream. It went bye-bye. And I remember as Elisa and I were beginning to think about where we wanted to do for our 20th anniversary, she was looking and searching. She screamed out to me because I was sitting in the kitchen and she was in the office. And she just said, what about Peru? And that dream came back to life. And it was 17 years later. And yet we were in a place and in a position that we could go experience that how we desired back then. So believe me, that's just traveling and it took 17 years to get there. Mm-hmm. So don't ever discount those small dreams that you may have right now and what they're going to come to.
Well, and the journey is so important, right? Mm-hmm. Getting to the place where you're dreaming again and where the two of you are working on creating your dreams it's a process. We hear it all the time. We talk about process. We talk about process here at One Extraordinary Marriage. And yet we have to have the dreams to go through the process. Otherwise, we are just living that Groundhog Day life. And we want to talk about how you cultivate a dream and how you support each other's dreams. But first, we want to acknowledge this week's sponsor, and that is the One Marriage Conference. And in all honesty, you guys know, but it bears repeating, that the One Family is all about community. It shows up when people repost Instagram. It shows up when somebody says, hey, my friend sent me your podcast, or when we go to a conference and we get to see the One Family in person. And, you know, it doesn't matter where you are. You know that family matters. And one of the things that all great families do is that they get together and they spend time together. And that's exactly what happens at the One Marriage Conferences. This conference is an opportunity to just get together and be there with you, because that is a big dream of ours. Every time that we see you face to face, that you are a dream come true to Tony and I. We bring you the best of what we do, our strategies, tips, and practical application, and we wrap it up with fun and laughter. And you get to walk away with the tools that you need to make your marriage even more extraordinary. So join us February 2020 in San Diego, California, and March 2020 in Henderson, North Carolina. Interestingly enough, and we're sharing this with you guys, it ties in so well to the show, is that the 2020 theme is Dream Again. And we're really, the whole day is going to be dedicated to cultivating the dreams that you have inside of you and inside your marriage. So be in the know of all things live and in person. Go to oneliveevents.com. Don't miss out on spending time with family, but more importantly, don't miss out on cultivating your dreams. Mm-hmm. Go to oneliveevents.com. So I want to ask you, when was the last time that you gave yourself permission to dream? To really just take a step back, maybe with a cup of tea and a notebook, or, you know, sitting at your favorite beach, or, you know, taking a walk or a hike, and just go, what are my dreams for my life? To think about life with no limits.
Mm.
To ask yourself, if there were no limitations on our finances, on location, or anything else, what would we do? Where would we go?
So the simplest way to do this, sit down. And sometimes we overthink things. We overthink them and we go, oh, I could never do that. Not where I'm from, not what my socioeconomic, not what my family has, not this. And so we come up with all the reasons why we can't, because we take too much time and we sit there and we ponder. I really believe sometimes the best way to dream, get yourself a timer in 1 minute. Put down as many dreams as you can in 1 minute. Try to hit 20, try to hit 30, write as fast as you can. And if you only get two or three, let me tell you, you're a little constipated in your dream machine, right? Like you got to start dreaming again. You got to open it up. So you maybe need to press in a little bit more. If you're in the mids, hey, you're doing all right. You're at least thinking outside the box maybe, or you have some passions or desires in you. And if you've hit 20 or more, you've let loose. Like you have the imagination of what I would say of a kid who could just sit down and not ever think of limitations on their life.
Can we give them more than a minute? You have to write really fast. All right. 30 things down in a minute.
20?
Okay.
Or two, I mean?
Yeah.
I didn't mean 20 minutes. 2 minutes.
I'm like, give them a little bit of time. You're scaring people. You know,
I'm not trying to scare you. What I'm trying to get you to do though is to go, what is it? And almost turn off the reaction part of ourselves that say, I can't.
Right.
Because I do that too sometimes. Like, oh, well, what if we do this? Or what if we do? And then all of a sudden it's like, well, do we have enough money? Do we have enough time? Can we make all this happen? And so then you start thinking of all the details and you forget that, man, I want to do this and I want to do that. You discount it. And Elise and I have done the same thing. I mean, I've sat down and done these as well. And I'll tell you, there have been times when I'm constipated.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's hard to get five down. And there are other times when I've been able to blow through it and just be like, wow, I'm ready to go.
And you need to ask yourself, you know, what have you always wanted to do that maybe because of a particular season or because of a particular set of circumstances you've put on the back burner?
Mm.
Maybe it's because of kids or because of health or because of work that you've said, you know what, I'll get to that someday. Write down your someday list. I don't want to call it a bucket list because everybody like has a mindset around that. Write down your someday list. Someday I'm going to. We're going to work on making someday come a lot sooner than someday, but you got to start. Because here's the thing, if you don't give yourself permission to dream, then your marriage is going to hit a ceiling. That's why dreams are so powerful, because they break open the ceilings. They break open your imagination. They start to take you into a place of excitement and the whole like, what's next and what can we do? And it becomes this place of energy within your marriage. And it's not just how are you cultivating your own dreams, but it's also how do you support your spouse? And part of the reason why I had to include this as one of the action items is because this right now, guys, this is where I stumble the most, because we have done enough of the Love Deeper workshop. We've got enough personality reports here in Tony and Lisa's land. I am the one that puts the brakes on things. I am the details. When Tony says, don't get stuck in the details, he's looking right at me because I am the, you know, the brake on the car. I am the get stuck in the weeds. That's who I am. And so I bring that up because I'm working on this myself. It is a work in progress for people like us.
And it's, oh my goodness, there are just times when, here's the thing, you can go anywhere. You guys can go to conferences individually and they'll tell you to do this, but believe me, and you'll get so excited and then you'll walk through the door and you're about to spew everything to your spouse because you're just so giddy and you're jumping up and down and they're just like, no, we've gone through that. And so within a marriage though, we can have our individual dreams, but we still want to make sure that we're sticking together. You know, we're honoring our vows and the I do till death do us part, that we're going to have some dreams that we are going to dream together. You know what I mean? To lose 20 pounds is probably your individual dream and a goal. It's not that of your spouse. Your spouse may still want to eat, you know, Cheetos and bonbons. So, and we've been in that situation as well. And how do you make that work? But we also want to make sure that you guys are dreaming again together. And do realize that your spouse may be the biggest person right behind you going, well, that's not possible. We've lived that out. And sometimes you have to step away and not get confrontational with them and just go, hey, I need to be in this spot, in this place. because there's something about to shift. There's something to be, there's something going to break through in, for me, and it's going to be there for us too.
And so to my earlier point about the fact that you don't need dream stompers, you still need to cultivate your marriage. Mm-hmm. And this is where the language starts to shift, right? Because instead of just being like, absolutely not, no, that's not going to happen. Kind of like I did initially with the 60 days of sex challenge. I use myself as an example. We need to start being spouses that ask the question, well, what does that look like? Right? What? Tell me more about your dream, because I'm still trying to like wrap my head around it, right? That's all. That's all. How can I support you? Right? What is it that you need from me? Sometimes we think that they need us to like jump in with both feet and they're like, can you just ask me how it's going every couple of days? Right? You need to know what your spouse needs from you. How can I be your cheerleader? Being your spouse's biggest cheerleader, even if it's not something you're like, wow, like I'm not even sure about this, you provide your spouse something that only you can. Mm-hmm. And it is a role that you were created to fulfill.
And that goes both ways.
Yes. Yes. This is, you know, male and female cheerleaders. But we need to ask those questions because it's one of those things where you getting there and being in a position to not just cultivate your spouse's or to cultivate the dreams that you have, but to support your spouse. It's a game shifter for marriages. And as we look forward into a new year, it's going to, for those of you that will do this with us, for those of you that will say, you know what, I am going to dream. Mm-hmm. I'm going to envision what next year is going to be like. And it's going to be, I'm going to do it with my dream, with our dreams. You will create a shift in the next 30 days in your marriage that will actually start to be a catalyst and carry you into next year.
Yeah. And if you're ready to do that, we have a free resource for you called our Dream Card. And what we want to do is we want to get this card into your hands so that way you can start sitting down and just writing it down. What is our next year? What is my dream? What is our dream going to be for our marriage, for our life? And we're going to help you set that up, you know, 1 year, 5 year, 10 years out. Because sometimes when we only look right now, we can hit that and then we have nowhere else to go. And so where can we really be going? And again, it's taking that, what's the word I'm looking for there?
Next step?
No. Taking that...
Action. Thank you. It's the whole ESP thing we talk about, guys. I'm like playing charades over here.
Yeah. Taking that action of, hey, 2 minutes. Mm-hmm. What's that for? What's the 1 year dream? 2 minutes. What's that 5 year dream? 2 minutes. What's that 10 year dream? And there you go. You have that. So if you want that card, go to oneextraordinarymarriage.com/dreamcard and you'll be able to download. That's free from us because we want you guys to dream again. We're excited about this series and to be going through this with you guys. So join us next week for part two in this series, Dream Again, Bridging the Emotional Gap. This week though, make it your time. You got to do it. You don't want to wait until the next month. This is the time for you to step out in faith, get crazy, get those imaginations running again. Put yourself in a place where you can think, where you don't have any distractions. We're going to be doing this with you as well, you guys. And over the course of, you know, the next few months and over the next year, we're going to be sharing some of our dreams and where we're going and are we hitting them? And we want to hear from you as well. So at any point in time, you know it, hit us up with your hugs about how you are achieving your dreams. You can call us. You can text us at 858-876-5663 or send us that email to hugs@oneextraordinarymarriage. We love you guys. We're excited for what's ahead. And we can't wait to see you dream again and actually reach those dreams that you so desire. Love you guys. Have a fantastic week. And we'll catch you next week. Love you guys.